Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. With us today is Lindra and Natia, and two lovely ladies as their guests from the United Sound program at the Woodstock School. Lindra is the orchestra director, and she's joining us today to tell us a little bit more about her program, along with Natia and the two lovely ladies that are joining us today, too. Lindra, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, we're here with Brooklyn and Savannah. They are the co-presidents of United Sound. They basically help design the lessons and make sure that the students that help teach them know exactly what to do each week. They also attend some meetings on Sundays, usually. From United Sound, the large organization, and get ideas, and they're able to talk about kind of what they do here and learn from others.
Okay, so let me ask you, Brooklyn, how do you like what you have to do here, your job?
I think it's one of my favorite things I've gotten to do. It gives you the experience to work with so many different people and, like, just be, like, doing so many different activities that we wouldn't normally get to do, and it gives you the teaching experience, which I think is especially good for people who might want to teach in the future to get, like, an idea of how it is.
Well, working with autism is really a challenge, and you have to be very patient to understand the student as well, correct?
Yes.
And Brooklyn, how about you?
Savannah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like, you know, it's how my favorite part is probably, like, helping the kids, and I get leadership skills from it. So, like, in the future, when I'm working with a group, it gives good leadership skills. We work with our small groups, so we have, like, 1 to 2 kids that we help, and then on game days, when we do games, we have a whole group of kids, and so it's just good to, direct them to what they have to do.
You guys learn how to interact with a bunch of different people, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Lindra, when you work with the students, tell us about the instruments and how that all comes together.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, our students, they work together with their mentors to pick their instrument. Some of it is based on what we have, but we have been able to get some donations and some instruments from our district over the years that have allowed us to, basically, the kids get to kind of pick what they think is best. So they're picking between violin, viola, cello, and then they work with their group of 2 to 3 mentors, and they teach them how to play these instruments. And this year, last year we had life skills kids. This year we have more of the target classroom, so kids with autism. And it's been a very different level of playing that we've been able to require or make happen. So it's been a great challenge for all of us, I think, mm-hmm. to take that on.
So when you're working with these children, do you find that the boys and girls are equal in their learning ability, or is one better than the other, or about the same?
No, they're all different. So I would say the difference between last year and this year is that the students, the musicians that we have from the autism program, they require less physical assistance versus last year with our life skills kiddos. They needed more physical assistance. So the mentors would be doing a lot more hand-over-hand assistance. But even within our autism students, they're all varying in different abilities. Some do require the hand-over-hand physical assistance, but not as many students, where I would say we have even students that are understanding the notes, the music
yeah.
notes, and reading the notes.
Yeah. We have a kid that actually got to the second book for the first time ever.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Okay.
And then we also have another kid that, like, we literally help him or her do everything that they do on the instrument.
How do you pick the instrument for that particular student? How do you go about that?
I think violin is the most popular, and sometimes the students pick and they want to, you know.
So, Natia,
play. So
violin, of all the instruments, I have to wonder about violin of all the things they could pick.
Maybe I think it's just more common.
It's very common.
People
yeah.
are more familiar people, with violin the, versus like a cello.
Yeah, program. They're not. They think mm-hmm. the cello and the bass are like so. Big violins. That's what a lot of people tell us.
Okay, okay. Yeah. You know, John, our engineer, is appreciating this because he's plays piano, teaches piano, and he also plays the organ. So he's enjoying the show as well. So I want to share that with you folks, okay? Okay, so once they pick the instrument they like, then what happens from there? How do the young ladies over here tie into this? Brooklyn?
So we make sure there's at least one person in their group who plays their instrument, and then we have special books that we use where you can go and through and teach the different skills. It's a lot of like different, it's very different for the mentors from like how we learned, but it's a good way to learn.
It's more visual.
Yeah, it's
so
more
they
visual.
Show pictures instead of just the music note. So like donut, cake, soup. So they see the visuals, and that shows how long
the length of the note the length is. Of like the a note quarter is. Note mm-hmm. is cake.
And then it's color-coded. So then their violin is color-coded with tape.
On their strings.
So then if it's an orange on the book, then they know that the string, the violin has like orange tape, purple, green, then they follow the colors.
So with their fingers
well.
On the strings, mm-hmm.
so
they'll follow
visual.
The color on the strings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Before we even get to that and like the rhythms, the first step is teaching them how to use their instrument. So like how to position it right, how to hold their bow correctly, because we have a special way they do that, and how to like pluck the strings. And then we move on to the cake, donut, and soup, and we put them in different rhythms so they get used to how to play them. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you a question. How did you pick cake, donut, and soup? I mean, how did you pick those items?
We didn't pick them. The program, the...
Okay.
Know, yeah, United Sound
part
picked
of the
them.
Curriculum.
But the thing is they sound like the note that's the actual note. So, like, a cake is a quarter note. Soup, so it goes soup, and that's a half note. And then donut is a eighth note because it's two syllables.
That's pretty donut. Neat. That's pretty neat overall. The and I'm sure that you probably see these big smiles on their faces once they become accomplishing some of the tasks, right?
Yes. The smiles on the kids' faces once they accomplish something, because we celebrate every achievement that they have. They have the biggest smile and they celebrate. They get up and dance and stuff. It's really fun.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So, Savannah and Brooklyn, how did you come about wanting to participate in this and be a part of it? What brought you to that decision?
To bring me to this decision, I wanted to, like, have something to do. I like United Sound. I like being the president. I wanted to have leadership skills, and I wanted to have public speaking skills, but I also wanted to help all these other different kids instead of just one kid.
Okay.
I think it was very similar for me. I also liked doing planning. Like, that's a thing I'm into, so, mm-hmm. like, being able to, like, figure out, and I like thinking of different things that we can do, and it's definitely a lot similar to why Savannah wanted to do it.
And do you ladies play instruments yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so you got to tell me about that now.
Oh, so we're both double bass players. So it's
double bass.
It's
wow.
definitely an experience for us getting to learn the different instruments. Like, I'm helping teach cello, which is definitely an experience and a good experience at that. I think
I help a kid who plays violin. We have two violinists in the group and then a double bassist. So it's not like a huge challenge, but it's a little challenging for sure.
And do you find that Lindra and Natia are hard taskmasters to work with?
No.
No, they're
amazing.
Not?
No, they're amazing.
Now I know they're sitting here. You can be honest with us now.
No, they're actually really helpful while running the whole program.
Okay. And when you do this and you work with these kids, for yourself, your satisfaction, when you get done with the end of the day, how does it make you feel?
I think happy that I got to do such a unique experience and got to, like, be a part of it and help kids in different ways. Like, I think it's such a good experience for not only our mentors but also our students. Like, it's such a good experience, and it gives me, like, a good feeling in my stomach.
I bet you when they give you the big smile, especially autistic children, when they give you that big smile, it's a true smile. It's for real.
Yeah.
You know, it's not make-believe. And it comes right from their heart when they do that. The when they do accomplish some of the notes and some of the music and they're playing, how do they react that all of a sudden they created this success and wow?
It makes them, like, so happy. The giant smiles on their faces. A lot of them will get up and, like, dance and just they'll laugh and they'll clap and they'll be so happy that it makes your day.
And what other instruments are being played in the class at that time, Lindra?
So it depends. We, a lot of the times, like, we've gotten down to doing some rehearsals in orchestra now. Mm-hmm. So not only will they work with their small groups, but they'll also play in the entire orchestra. So we'll have all the kids playing their violins, violas, cellos, basses, whatever they actually play in orchestra. And then our musicians also playing, and sometimes they'll even conduct. We try to give them as much exposure and opportunity to feel like they're in the ensemble. So it's not just mini lessons. But the beginning of the year is mostly focused on self, mm-hmm. Guided skills.
So you young ladies now, when you finish this task that you have, this job that you work with the kids, where do you go from here? What are you going to do next?
I don't really know. We're going to keep with the orchestra program for all of high school for sure. And we're going to go wherever Miss Bastion takes us, I guess.
She'll take you far.
So it's wonderful. You know, it's okay if you want to say something, like if she's a hard taskmaster, we'll get it all out in the open right now.
Incredible.
She's okay, wonderful. Huh?
Okay. The how about telling us about some of the things that the accomplishments that have been made by the groups?
Where did you guys get to go this year?
This year we went to the Midwest Clinic. Was it? Yeah. We had a kid play the Liberty Bell with the Marines band.
Mm-hmm.
They played the Liberty Bell, and that was song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really long piece, but our kid pushed through it, and he did really well.
That was the United States Marine Band.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And how about the Rockford Symphony?
Oh, so as a class, we got all of our mentors and students got to all go see the Rockford Symphony play, and we got to see them perform the Nutcracker, which was definitely a cool experience to get to, like, see it, especially since our 8th grade orchestra class had currently been playing the Nutcracker, so it made such a cool experience into that.
Yeah, they saw it mm-hmm. on stage as well, so the musicians played in the pit, and then they also saw the dancers doing the dance to it, so it was good for all of our kids, visual and auditory elements for that.
And how did they respond when you were there? I mean, you have all these kids that they're autistic, and they're there, and they're seeing this. How did they respond to it, Lindra?
Well, I think the cool thing is that there's all sorts of different responses. So there was some kids that were really loving it and enjoying it and clapping and excited. And then there was kids that were quietly observing as well. That's kind of the unique part about these classes is every kid is unique and different in their own right. So you get to celebrate whatever might be unique for that kiddo.
And how about your winter concert that you had January 19th?
Yeah.
Were you ladies involved in that?
Yes.
Brooklyn and Savannah?
We got to help conduct it, which I think was really cool. And we conducted different pieces. And then each group played their song. So, like, each group got to pick one song that they were going to play on their own. And then they had, I think, two pieces that everyone got to play together, which was cool to show, like, the different ways we do United Sound throughout the day. And just, it was a performance for their parents. So their parents have gotten to see, like, how they do it and how far they've come with the program.
And you said there were groups? There were small groups?
Yes.
And how many were in a group?
It was their small group that they work with. So it was two peers and one student, one musician.
Okay. And what instrument did they have? Was it violin?
Some had violin, viola, cello. It was whatever instrument they're playing for United Sound.
Okay. Did you ever have a student that was playing the violin and say, gee, I want to maybe try the cello, or got jealous because someone had the cello? Have you had that occur?
We haven't had. Oh, he did want it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's gotten to try out the different instruments some days because he's very musical.
Oh, he's our one that's
level two. Yeah, he's in our level two, yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay, now when you say level two, now do you want to explain that?
That's So I guess that's like the next level. So the level one is what typically the students start out with, but because he was so advanced and understood quickly, we just skipped level one, I believe, and went straight to level two.
He did go through level one because it's like a method book. So like anytime you learn an instrument, but it's created for special education and for these kids to be able to incorporate more visuals, like Natia had said. So yeah, there's like a book one, and his group just like got through it with him really quickly. Okay. So we were able to request the level two.
So how much more do they learn at level two? What's they like?
So they take away some of the visuals, like the cakes and the soup, so the notes look more regular, what we would read as musicians ourselves. And then they, I believe, start adding some fingers.
Yeah, and add more complex rhythms.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a little bit more like what these kiddos were doing when they were in beginning orchestra.
Oh, okay. And I didn't ask, what instruments do you play?
Double bass.
And how about you, Savannah?
Double bass.
Double bass. Now, how'd you pick double bass?
So I did our orchestra summer camp, and I wanted to try a new instrument. I used to play cello, and it wasn't working for me. So I was like, to one of the teachers, like, can I switch instruments? So I switched to bass during summer camp, and the new teacher thought I was playing bass instead of cello, so I just like kind of went with it. Yeah.
And Brooklyn, how about you?
I think I've been playing bass all 5 years that I've been in orchestra, and I think I chose it because it was the different one. Like, I watched everyone was like, I'll play violin, I'll play viola, and you had to like have already committed to bass. It was the one that people weren't allowed to try out unless you were committed, and I was like, I want to play this, so I'll play.
So you're committed. I'll be committed.
I want to try it out.
All right.
Yeah, they're both extremely good musicians. They both got into IOMEA this year, which is our district or state wide organization. So not only are they awesome people, but they're both very talented on the bass as well.
So you have a spring concert coming up, I believe, too, right?
Yes.
Yes. April?
April 26th. April 26th, I believe.
Yes. So that will be our final concert that we'll put on.
So tell us about how your concert put on and what it's like, so folks know.
Sure. So we do this during class time because we try to do what's best for our musicians and make sure that they can all be there. We rearrange our room completely. And this concert, I think there'll be more where the kids will be sitting in with the orchestra and playing with us. Last concert, we all kind of made a semi-looking line, and then each kiddo demonstrated what they could do individually, and then they played two things on as a group. But I think this one will try to gear towards everybody playing more music together because of how much progress these kids are making this year.
So, Lindsay, you and Natia, what is your musical background? We share with the folks. Oh.
Yeah, so I've been playing violin since I was two. I went to Interlaken Arts Academy in camp, and then I went to school for performance and music education, and I've been in Woodstock since, so this is my career path. And I've always wanted to do something with a special ed program, and we have Natia, who is probably our gold star in Woodstock of special ed people. She's amazing, and this opportunity arose for us to potentially work together, and she was willing to take it on with me. So,
and I have no musical background. I can't sing. I can't play an instrument. I know cake, donut, and soup. Okay. But that's about it.
She provides all the information that we need, though, for the special ed side of things.
I just do the special education aspect of it. So,
which is huge.
Problem solving or how to work with a specific student.
That's pretty straightforward and honest. I can't play an instrument. That's pretty cool.
I'll ask them, like, what is this? Like, what do you call that? Yeah, I don't have the vocabulary, so.
But that's how the program works. You're supposed to have, like, a special ed coordinator and a music coordinator, and you work together because you each have different values that the other, or, you know, qualities that the other doesn't have. So then you can balance and create this.
Your class size this year is, what, 8 students?
Yep, we have nine.
We have students.
And how many did you have last year?
I think we had nine last year also.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But then you have one boy last year that wanted to leave with the instrument because
yes.
he loved it
yeah.
so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this year we decided to switch over and give the target students a chance to participate. So unfortunately, because we can't take on everyone, which we would love to, but we don't have the numbers and the resources. But yeah, that student who is still with me talks about he had his United Sound shirt on the other day actually, mm-hmm. and said, "I'm going to orchestra." And I told him, "Not this year, buddy. That was last year."
If I remember correctly, yeah. one of your students that was helping mm-hmm. out brought an instrument in and gave the instrument to him to keep. So he'd have his own instrument.
Yeah. So that was Mackenzie and the Luca was the musician.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat to see that, and I'm sure that he was tickled pink to have his own instrument.
Yeah.
I thought it was really a stitch. He started to walk out with the instrument. Said, no, you can't take it. And Linda was stopping him at the door, saying, "No, you can't take it.
Yeah.
You know, let's stay here."
He's a character. But.
Yeah.
So on your life skills and target students. You're putting on the Encanto play?
Yes.
Okay, you want to tell us a little bit about
that? So, this year we're putting on a play. I write a script, and I adapt it for our autism and life skills students. And we use our Best Buddies Pierce, which is a different program from Unite Sound. So their Best Buddies Pierce assist with in the play. So they'll help them, guide them, and be part of the play. And then this year, Brooklyn, who has she's also in Best Buddies, but she's in the United Sound, and one of our kiddos, our United Sound musician, is going to have a scene where he plays the violin. So I asked Brooklyn if she could also play an instrument with that student in that scene. So we can sort of incorporate Best Buddies, United Sound,
sure.
for our play. Yeah. So
how do you pick the students that are going to be in your class? How do you go about doing that?
So we're kind of actually told how what class gets in to be involved with United Sound that year. It depends on the scheduling mm-hmm. and the numbers. So I have to have enough kids in my orchestra to support that, because each musician has to have at least 2 to 3 mentors.
So do the parents come to you, or?
Nope, the school district. The special ed coordinators decide what classes get to participate. And we always try to do it with our 8th grade. Most mm-hmm. United Sound programs are done at the high school level, but for how our district works, it has to happen at Creekside for us to be able to do that at our middle school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, this has really been a delight having everybody here today. Not just the teachers, Lindra and Natia, but also having Brooklyn and Savannah. That's really kind of neat. Well, we want to thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
And
thank you.
We want to remind everybody to be sure and listen to this show, because it's something you want to hear about. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleyradio.com. You can look up the shows and see around town. And we want to thank these ladies for being here today. We hope everyone has a great day. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You all. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.